KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 75. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, May 29th. News sponsored by the Glenhaven Retirement Village, First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home. Sunny and hot today, 93. Heat index of 97. Have a slight risk for severe storms tonight with some large hail damaging winds possible. Chance for storms by 30%. Honoring those in the military who died while serving their country. The story part of today's Cool News.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose care. Carefully choose someone you trust. Glenhaven, 224-0909.
A solemn ceremony at the Grady County Veterans Memorial at Shannon Springs Park yesterday. For Memorial Day, guest speaker, retired Lieutenant Colonel Mark Oceanbine, a Green Beret with some time in Special Ops. He said the soldiers who lay down their lives need to be honored by battling tyranny around the world, as well as supporting veterans who served our country.
We must dedicate ourselves to the task of the fallen and seek to build a just and decent society at home, which can be a force for peace and justice throughout the world. We can honor those who have died by providing greater assistance to our veterans who still live. Providing such assistance must become our passion. That is the passion of the veteran service groups here today.
Oceanbine spoke of the sacrifice of Walter Edmund Steele, who was born in Chickasha and enlisted in the Navy during the Vietnam War. He was among those who died when a rocket was fired from one aircraft and hit another on the ship he was on. He was among more than 130 who died in the accident, and another 160 were injured. Also part of the program, retired Marine Sergeant Roy Brady, whom we told you about last week. He's walking across the country to support veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and to further research to improve prosthetics for veterans. Brady said individuals must make an effort to help veterans talk about their problems.
We got to talk to each other. We just got to say, hey, the door is open. We can talk. I will not shove you away if you're going through something, because we're stubborn. Trust me. I know I am. Veterans, we like to beat our chest or whatever. We're stubborn. We want actual help. But, you know, if veterans keep talking to veterans, you know, they can get it out of you. And then just, even if you're not a veteran, just study the situation and see what's going on.
Brady's walking at least 15 miles a day on his way to Tulsa this week. He started walking in San Diego back in March. He's going to be on the road for about 6 months. Coming up on 4 minutes after 8 o'clock, more Cool News coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Crude oil prices headed down week last week. Matt Skinner with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission explains some of the reasons why.
All of this is sparked by speculation that OPEC and Russia will end their respective production cuts and up production soon, since the numbers show the global oil glut is just about dried up and demand continues to rise. At the same time, onshore oil production in the U.S. continues on a record pace.
Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange was down to $67.88 a barrel last week, and London-based Brent crude was down to $76.44, but natural gas was up to $2.94 per million BTUs. Skinner said the number of rigs actively exploring for oil and natural gas in Oklahoma up by 2 last week to 140, a 14% increase from the same time from a year ago, while nationwide the rig count was up by 13 to 1,059, also higher than for this time in 2017. There have been a lot of changes in the area of food preservation over the years. An upcoming workshop to provide updates on home canning of fruits and vegetables is coming up. Dr. Barbara Brown, State Extension Food Specialist at Oklahoma State University, and Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension says Brown will be in Chickasha next week.
She'll be sharing the science behind food preservation and the importance of using the latest USDA principles. It's important to follow the latest guidelines to avoid foodborne illnesses that can occur when food is not preserved properly.
Dr. Brown's program at the Canadian Valley Technology Center Tuesday, June 5th, 10 to 3. The program limited to 25 participants and individuals should pre-register by this Friday. The Oklahoma High School Rodeo Association State Finals to be in Chickasha this week. About 130 high school youth to be competing for spots in the National High School Rodeo Competition later on this year. A lot of the competitors will be arriving in Chickasha today with the official competition Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's even a prom for the participants tomorrow night, and they'll be selecting a new Oklahoma High School Rodeo Association queen later in the week as well. Weather forecast today, sunshine, hot temps 93, heat index about 97. Slight risk for severe weather this evening with the chance for some large hail and damaging winds. Make sure you stay weather aware. Right now, it's fair, 75 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Every person's life is a story. Those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
In sports, the USAO Drover softball team has won the second game of its NAIA National Softball Championship. The 4-seed Drovers knocked off number 1-seed Georgia Gwinnett 4-1 in Clermont, Florida last night. It included a nearly 4-hour rain delay. The game was almost over with USAO leading 4-1 and batting in the bottom of the sixth when the rains came. And for the second consecutive contest in the national tournament, Chloe Clifton had a bases-clearing double. Clifton has 6 RBI in the first two games of the tournament, and pitcher Emily Cerny picked up her 31st win of the year. The Newcastle freshman allowed just 2 hits, struck out 7, and walked 5. The run was unearned. Cerny picking up 2 victories in the national tournament and has allowed just the 2 hits in 14 innings of work. The Drovers in the winner's bracket semifinals today. They face number 10 seed Columbia, Missouri, which sent Oklahoma City University to the loser's bracket over the weekend. USAO plays at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The winner plays for the national championship on Thursday. In the meantime, the 2-seed Oklahoma City University Stars had to go extra innings to continue on as they defeated Indiana Wesleyan 8-7 yesterday. OCU will play Georgia Gwinnett in an elimination game this morning. The OU women's softball team will play Washington in the opening game of the NCAA Women's College World Series. That'll be in Oklahoma City this week. OU the 4-seed, Washington the 5-seed. They play at 1:30 Thursday at ASA Softball Hall of Fame Stadium. Both OU and OSU baseball teams extend their seasons, getting invitation to the NCAA baseball tournaments. Both will be going to Florida. The Cowboys will be outside Orlando. They're the number 3-seed. They'll play number 2-seed South Florida Friday. OU, the number 3-seed in Tallahassee, where they will face Mississippi State, also in a first-round game Friday. In the meantime, both the OSU and OU men's golf teams are in the match play format of the NCAA Men's Golf Championship today at Carston Creek. And the NBA Finals are set. It's Cleveland and Golden State playing for the title. The Warriors defeated Houston 101-92 in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals last night. Golden State will host Game 1 of the Finals on Thursday. Our cool news, weather, and sports today all brought to you by Ferguson Funeral Home, the First National Bank and Trust, and the Glen Haven Retirement Village.